This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Pennsylvania has experienced rocketing unemployment during the coronavirus pandemic. Rural Elk and Cameron counties located northwest of State College have the highest rate of unemployment claims per capita, nearly twice the state average. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff has more on why this area has been hit so hard and why turning on the gears of the economy again won't be easy.
Elk County gets its name from the animals that wander through the area's lush forests, but it's also known for the powdered metal industry.
It's just so common around here. We all grew up with it, but once you get out of the air, everybody says, "What? Powdered metal? What's powdered metal?"
That's Rodney Brennan of Metco Industries, a powdered metal company in the small city of St. Mary's.
Exactly what it sounds like. They take metal and pulverize it into powder.
After it's pulverized, the metal gets pressed into molds and fired at a high temperature.
Powder metal in general is known for engine parts, transmission parts, rocker arms and engines and transmissions, big gears, things of that nature.
He says the company is able to operate during the shutdown because some parts go to industries considered life-sustaining. But even so, way fewer orders are coming in these days, and they laid off about 10% of staff. Dave Parsons is with Catalyst Corporation, another local powdered metal company.
We've had a lot of people on furlough. We were right around 100 total, and we're probably 30 now.
More than 1.5 million Pennsylvanians have filed for unemployment compensation since the coronavirus pandemic began. While the numbers are highest in urban areas like Philadelphia, this rural, low-population region has proportionally been hit the hardest. Dependence on one industry for jobs is part of the reason, says Barry Denk, director of the Center for Rural Pennsylvania.
They're one of few counties where manufacturing is one of the top employers in a rural county. And so whatever downturn that segment of the manufacturing industry gets hit with, it really has a sizable impact.
It's not just manufacturing that's been hit. Gennaro Aiello is the president of the Ridgeway Elk County Chamber of Commerce.
The hospital is another big employer, healthcare, and you know, people aren't getting procedures, especially elective procedures. They just laid off, just locally in Elk County, I think 66 people.
Unemployment's been low here for most of the last decade, although it ticked up in the last couple of years. Rodney Brennan from Metco blames Governor Wolf now, saying he went too far with his shutdown order.
I certainly think the governor had got carried away and made knee-jerk reactions without understanding the impact.
But it's not common to hear skepticism about the seriousness of the virus here. The mayor of St. Mary's, Lou Rudkowski, says his constituents are taking the pandemic seriously and staying home, not like the protesters who recently made news in Harrisburg.
We have five ICU beds here in town. We have, four ICU beds. We have five ventilators. So I get it. It's on us to make sure that we're successful at it.
But he says Elk County has been successful in containing the virus. So far, it's only had two confirmed cases, although testing isn't widespread. Rodkowski says it's time to take action against the other threat, an economy in a tailspin.
Why not have that discussion with us to say, hey, you know, let's try to ease some of the other pain that is out there.
Governor Wolf has indicated this part of the state may see easing of shutdown restrictions first, as early as May 8th. But the question here and across the state is, will people be ready to go out even when things open up?
People are so scared of getting this virus.
Tony Williamson runs a gymnastics gym in the area.
People are like, we're not going anywhere, we're not going anywhere, we're not doing anything. So people like me that are counting on, oh, yay, we can start our business back up, the people that we had are like, no way.
Williamson's applied for small business loans and unemployment for sole proprietors, but nothing's come through. She relies on her fiancé and adult son for financial support since her gym closed down. And she checks the IRS website daily, hoping for some news about her delayed stimulus check. And she feels helpless when it's not there.
I get on that computer and I go to that stupid IRS site and I look on to see where my payment is, where's my stimulus, whatever, whatever, every stinking morning. And who do I contact? Who can I call?
She says fear of the unknown for her business and her community makes the idea of returning to normal feel far away. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads.